Sunday night, Chodesh Aldodus, Men, Tes Adar Aleph, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Really, we're up to page Kuf Pei Gimel. I think it's kedai to go over, though, the last point, even though it'll take up the whole of today. And that is page Kuf Pei Beis, the Kuf Pei Gimel, that when the Yetzer Hara tries to talk you into doing something for kavod, so he says, first of all, you can tell him, you have to answer him back. So you say, I don't want it to come off of my Olam Haba. And he tells a story, a guy went in to buy something and they wanted to give him a good deal because he's a Talmud Chacham, maybe Rosh Hashiva, maybe a Tzaddik. So he walked out, he said, I don't want to pay for it with my religion. I want to pay for it with my money, and it'll take away from my Olam Haba. The fact that the Torah says, "I'll give you honor," you'll get honor. It tells Shlomo HaMelech, "You'll have honor." Or we say by Torah, "B'smola Osher v'Chavod." So that's not something we should seek. That's what Hashem gives, and then he says a very strange thing. He says Hashem gives it to you because he has his gozer that you should get kavod. He says, but the tzaddik, the chassid, doesn't do it for that purpose, and he figures Hashem gives kavod to whoever to whoever he wants to. May anshe mishmato b'shalom, may anshe mishmato ma'amin ola o kofer kivishim mechayev es chachmoso. He says a strange thing. He says that he's describing that the mindset of the person trying to combat this Yetzirah, of doing things, and everybody wants recognition, acknowledgement, kavod, you know, it goes under different names. And we said, and sometimes someone will be more you to take the kavod and just like swallow hard, even though it's not ideal, maybe it's taking away from your Olam Haba. But sometimes it is true that other people will be jealous, other people will want kavod too, and they'll give also, or they'll do whatever good deeds, they'll get up for davening also, or they'll learn also. That's an issue that has to be dealt with. He's not talking about that here, obviously. He's talking about when it's a Yetzer Hara. And it is the biggest Yetzirah. It's a huge Yetzirah. And he says, so first of all, you want to say that Hashem gives it to someone is a... So Hashem showers, gives it to someone. That's his ratzon. But it's not something you should seek out. In saying so, the Chavis HaLovas very interestingly says, and Hashem will give it to even to people that don't deserve kavod. Hashem will give it to Rishon also. Rishon also get kavod. Even a kofer, an apikoros, will get kavod. Kefishech mechayev es chachmaso. So I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to tell you what your mindset should be. Why? Because he's trying to tell you not to seek it out, not to do things for the purpose of kavod. I think what he's trying to do is to make your mindset that even if you get it, but it's not, you're not getting it because you deserve it. Because once you think you're getting it because you deserve it, he could have answered, Hashem gives it to you because you deserve it, but it shouldn't be your motive. But then he wouldn't have had to throw in this like interesting twist that part of your mindset should be that Hashem sometimes gives kavod to Rishon also. So I think he's trying to not let a person feel that he deserves it. I think once you feel like you deserve it, then I think maybe it's too much of a tzayon to say that you're not doing it for that purpose. Because once it's coming to you, deserve means it's coming to you. Once it's coming to you, so then it's coming to you. So when you do it, you want to only get your just due. The teretz is, the mindset should be that it's not coming to you. Maybe because Hashem gave the ability, let's say a person gives a lot of tzedakah. Because Hashem gave me the ability to give a lot of tzedakah. I don't deserve kavod for giving tzedakah. You say anybody in my shoes would do the same thing. That's usually the line when they say they don't want kavod. And that's probably true. Anybody would do the same thing. You know, it depends what situation you're in. So I think it's part of the mindset of fighting this Yetzer Hara that it should say, you should say that Hashem gives kavod to whoever he wants to give kavod to whoever he wants to have kavod, and even people that don't deserve it get it. So I got.
But what is the kavod saying? The proper response is kavod comes upon you. Not that you're looking for it, but it comes upon you.
From what he says here, you shouldn't think it's deserved. You should say Hashem wanted me to have this kavod. It's weird. I'm saying it's weird. Why? Because the pasuk is saying, "Orech yomim b'mina b'smola oshav v'chavod." The pasuk's talking about if you support Torah, if you learn Torah, you'll have kavod. And it's to Shlomo HaMelech, you'll have kavod. But yet, when he describes, he then says, "But the Hasidim don't have that as a goal, as a motive, and a motivation." But they get it. So, and then he goes on to say, and they should think, or they should say, but that means they should think, because who are you talking to? You're talking to yourself. You should think that Hashem gives kavod to whoever, to whomever he decided to. And then he says, even to a person that doesn't deserve it. Me'anshe mishmato, the last three lines of Kuf Pei Beis. V'shalom me'anshe mishmato. Ma'amin o kofer, k'moishe mechayev es chachmaso. Because you have to be misalek yourself from all thoughts of being deserved. That's what I get out of the Chavis Halvots.
If Hashem decides to give someone kavod and he pushes it away, did he do something wrong?
Yeah, I can't answer. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know what to answer you. I guess the answer would be his motivation for pushing it away. If he's pushing it away because he's afraid, let's say he won't be Omid Ben Nisayon, and he'll feel he deserves it, and Adarabe, he's looking at it as an Nisayon, and he's pushing it away because he's afraid, so then at least he's not wrong in pushing it away. I'm telling you, sometimes, I mean, this happens all the time, where we go to a person and we say, you just have to do it. It's like a serious, you know. Even if you're a tzaddik, okay, you're a tzaddik, you don't want the kavod, but listen, this is the way it is, and we have to, you know, people are going to see, and we want to make a big deal out of this, because we want to make a big deal out of it. No, it's first of all, it's our way of saying.
No,
yeah, I mean, any honoree and any yeshiva dinner goes through this, so. Again, the Chavis Halvavos is teaching him, you want to know if he should push it away. If he thinks he won't be Omid Ben Nisayon, he should push it away. That's the best answer I can give. But then again, who's a Bal Gaiva enough to say that he will be Omid Ben Nisayon? It's a judgment call. You know, you need to push it away. If that's not his motivation, then you made a good point. I mean, Hashem wants him to have it because, I don't know, if Hashem makes someone rich. Did you ever hear of anyone saying, I mean, maybe, yeah, I don't want to be rich. Rather, rich also has a plenty of nisyonos, Chavis Halvavos says. A lot of nisyonos in being rich, if you're using your money wisely. But you never hear, I mean, you do in the Gemara, really you do. I mean, but you're talking about the level of Tanom and Amoram, that they rejected richness because they felt it would take away from their Olam Haba. So they rejected it. They didn't want it. I mean, they complained about being poor, and then Hashem gave them something, and usually it's the wife. The wife is always more spiritual. The wife says, "What's the matter with you? We're going to lose out on our Olam Haba," and he like gave it back to Shemayim. It's the same thing. It's a good question. That's like a very pure Madrega. You know, with normal people, you don't hear that there's an inyan to reject something that Shemayim puts you in. You do find sometimes, you know, I don't know, you find people are offered a position And they turn it down. They turn it down. But they turn it down because it's too much achrayus. They turn it down because they give it to someone that deserves it more. You know. It's a tough call. It's a tough call. We are certainly living in a door where it's extremely rare, very, very rare. You know, if you would go to someone and ask a shayla, you know, almost inevitably the answer is always, listen, take the honor, and if you mean it lishma, that people should learn from you, then, I mean, that's what I would tell someone, because we're living, you know, you just open up any newspaper, any Jewish newspaper, everybody's being honored all over the place. I mean, and it's done with full haskama and full... I would tell someone, you have to try to do it lishma. Meaning you do it so that people should be encouraged to give, or people should be encouraged to learn. However you're being honored. You're being honored because you're a Talmud Chacham, so people will be jealous. They'll also want to make a siyum. They'll also... It's not dafka in giving stokah. It's in making a siyum. And any type of recognition that a person gets because of something good he does. So... I would tell a person, if you try to do it lishma for the right reason being that others should learn from you, then you'll have maybe protection. Hopefully, you'll have protection from Shemayim that you won't fail the nisayon and start to believe your own press clippings. That's what it's called. You believe your own press clippings. You put out the press, what's it called? The
press release.
Press release about the guy being honored, but you had to write it.